Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 and time for the Dr. Triana Show. Our phone lines are wide open here. Our studio line 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. The Dr. Triana Show brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And ladies and gentlemen, your host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh, it's so good to talk to everyone. If I sound a little hoarsey, I'll tell you later why. But anyways, we have, and you know how I love horses, so I love them. They smell so, they're such beautiful creatures, and they smell so good like the earth. Anyways, I'm very happy and proud to say thank you to Zane, and I have also wonderful Pat, who is my nurse, office manager, friend. It's so good to see you, Pat.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're very excited at our office because, as you all know, we have the program that we started, the BioT program, to balance our patients and other patients' hormones. And it is just taking off. What a pleasure it is, Pat. Don't you think so?
It has really changed the way we feel about working, actually, to spend the day seeing people who are pleased and happy and excited. It's a whole different environment for us who are used to taking care of people every day who don't feel good. And that's why they come to see you. So, it's been just a real treat for all of us. Everyone's excited about it, and we're talking about it all the time.
I know. And we're going to tell everybody, for those who don't know what BioT, we're going to give a very good explanation. And let me just tell you, it is such a pleasure. When patients come in after getting their hormone balanced with bioidentical hormone, they come in with a smile. They're happy. They even tell us their husbands or their family or their wives are happy, their spouses. It is just, it's blowing me out of the water.
I know. It's been just so impressive. Even, it's even more than I anticipated. I don't know if it's more than you anticipated, Dr. Triana, but yeah, even more so. And it's just made it such a good experience for all of us. And I, who have had it done myself, it has made a huge difference. Too bad my husband isn't here to tell you how much better it is.
Oh, it's so, me too. And I feel so much better. But if you all have a question, please call us at 206-1580. But we're going to start off, because I want people to think about, we have two new features in the show. And we're going to start off with, what body part am I? Because everybody likes that.
This is fun.
Yeah. This is fun. Then we have another feature too. Okay. And here it is. What body part am I? I am made of two flexible bands of tissue, and I sit above the trachea. I am stretched horizontally across the larynx. I vibrate as air passes through me to make sounds, including speaking and singing. I can become paralyzed or inflamed, or I can develop nodules or polyps. So, what body part am I? And then in a little while, we have another feature. So if you know what body part am I, then please give us a call, 206-1580. And we have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hi, Dr. Triana. Is it the vocal cord?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. That was quick.
And is this Dorothy? What's your name again?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Dr. Triana.
Hi, sweetheart. That's great. You did great.
Yeah. It's kind of easy, I thought.
Thank you so much. And just so, and I appreciate your call and listening to the show.
Did you have a question for the doctor while you're on?
No, I don't.
Okay, we thought we'd check.
Everything is fine.
Okay, sure. Sweetheart, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And the reason I wanted to bring up the vocal cords is because I, myself, have developed now a little problem with my vocal cords.
Yes, it has been kind of problematic. That's why we've been running some repeats of the radio shows, because Dr. Triana has been advised by her doctor to rest her voice and not speak, which is pretty difficult in her line of work.
Yes, it's very difficult because, first of all, I like to talk. And I'm as you all know, or who know me, I'm pretty outgoing. I'm not a wallflower. So now I have inflammation of my vocal cords. So Dr. Marmo, who's been a sweetheart, and my allergist, because I have asthma, Dr. Usha Chandrahasa, have told me to try to rest my voice. Wow, that's torturous for me.
Yeah, she told Dr. Marmol that she can't stop talking because she's Cuban.
Yeah. My family's originally from
so cool.
Cuba.
Yeah, which is true.
I said, you know, and that's my job. And then I love doing the radio show. I hope all you out there enjoyed listening as much as I enjoy doing the show. I feel it's such a pleasure to bring information to everyone, and everyone knows that's my mission, to help people understand about their health, their bodies, and what's the latest information. So yes, the what body part am I was the vocal cords. So now, maybe we should talk about the BioT first, and then we'll do. So what is BioT, Pat?
BioT is bioidentical hormone pellet treatments, and it's just incredibly slick. These tiny pellets, smaller than the size of a grain of rice, are implanted about half an inch under the skin in the fat. The tiny capillaries in the fat wrap themselves around the pellets and start leaching off the medication. And actually, pellet therapy and bioidentical hormone treatment has been around for a long time, but pellet therapy is a far superior method of delivering this medication. It just works so much better than painful injections, creams, patches, and taking oral medication that has been proven to not be so healthy for you. But it just is very slick, it's quick, and it's a done deal for 3 to 4 to 5 months for women and up to 6 months for men.
And what's wonderful about that is every one of us has receptors in our body for hormones. And yes, women need estrogen and testosterone. And I explain that to people because a lot of times men and women are under the false pretense that only men have testosterone and only women have estrogen. No, we each have the same hormones, but different levels of it in our body, no matter what our gender is. So when we go into menopause, the women, our ovaries start producing less and less estrogen and less testosterone. So by balancing your hormones, which we include the thyroid, is very important. Because the thyroid is like the captain of the ship, too.
By all means, it has a huge impact on every aspect of your body.
So this affects, you have receptors in your brain, your muscles, your intestines. And it's really incredible that once we balance your hormones and we get you, as I say, where you're more, you have the hormones that you're deficient in, then you feel better. You actually look better.
Definitely.
The energy level. So what are the biggest complaints before patients get their hormones? What are the biggest complaints that we get? Patients, what do they tell us? Their symptoms.
Well, it's pretty classic stuff a lot that you hear about menopause. Night sweats, hot flashes are terrible. Profuse sweating, irritability, insomnia, can't get a decent night's rest, feeling bad about yourself in general because you are irritable and unhappy and you can't figure out why, fatigue, weight gain, fat starts appearing in areas where you're not used to having fat on your body, and it affects every aspect of your life when you feel like that.
and including vaginal dryness, dry skin.
Drop in libido. You're not interested in a physical relationship with your partner. And that over a period of time, I think, is probably one of the most damaging aspects of your relationship.
And, you know, I find some patients tell me, well, you know, I'm over 50 or I'm over 60 or even over 70. And they say, I don't need that anymore. I'm like, wait a minute. We are all humans. We all of us want to have somebody to hold us, to love us, an intimate life. And if you're with somebody, I was just reading this thing about divorce lawyers. One of the eight main complaints, one of the complaints that people go to seek a divorce is they feel they're not living. They're living with a roommate. It's not their intimate partner in life, like when they first got married.
Yeah, that's a huge loss. And I almost wonder sometimes if you don't realize what a loss it is until you start, the desire comes back and you realize what a big part of the relationship you've allowed to slip away.
And, you know, for you to live with somebody and you feel like they're just a roommate when they're your husband or your wife, you know, that's pretty sad.
It is.
You don't feel like you have an intimate relationship with them. And the irritability where they also said people feel that the other person that, you know, remember the seven dwarves of menopause? And, you know, there's andropause. So we also take care of men. We balance men's hormones because when their testosterone goes down, they also get irritable.
Mm-hmm.
They have decreased interest in sex. They don't have the mental acuity they feel, or they also feel they have fatigue. They get muscle wasting because we know as you get older, that's one of the classic signs of people getting older is sarcopenia. Well, what is that? Muscle wasting. Your muscles shrivel up.
And no matter how much you exercise, lift weights, of course, that's going to go a long way to keep you in better shape physically and cardiovascular. But their muscle mass just doesn't come back like it did when they were younger. And their stamina is gone and their strength is diminishing. And yeah, that makes a huge change for them, I think.
And like you were saying, this balancing hormones is in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle. You know, you can't go out there, like I tell patients, you can't go out and eat McDonald's four times a day, drink or smoke as much as you want. You have to lead a healthy lifestyle. But even leading a healthy lifestyle, many, many patients come in and say, you know, I do everything right. I eat good. I exercise. I just don't have the spark.
Right. My enthusiasm for life is gone. The passion has just disappeared.
It's just disappeared.
And you can't figure out why.
And they're doing everything correct. They, you know, say, I don't abuse my body. I don't smoke. I don't drink alcohol too much. All these things. And, well, because we need to go to the root of the issue, the root of the problem. The root of the problem is a deficiency of your hormones. You know, we're living longer.
Absolutely. And everyone wants to have a better quality of life as they're aging, especially as your expectation for aging just continues to be greater and greater.
And people try to counter this. I know a lot of people that try to counter their lack of energy with things like what I have in my left hand here. This is an energy drink that has 15 grams of sugar.
Oh.
They'll also go to health food stores and, you know, fitness stores and try to buy testosterone, and they think that's going to work too.
Or they buy DHEA, which is a precursor for testosterone, but that's not going to work. You need to go to the bioidentical. What is bioidentical? It means the exact same chemical that your body is not producing enough of. As I tell patients, your hormone gas tank is on empty, right?
Yes.
Or very low.
And by the time you start showing those signs that you realize as menopause, andropause, your gas tank has been empty for a long time.
So, well, you know, the whole thing is, and I tell patients, now remember, the benefit of the hormones is just not how you feel, even though patients feel fantastic. I tell you, it's just so rewarding. But the hormones are doing things good for you, like helping to build up your bones. You know, men get osteoporosis also, not just women.
Right.
The osteoporosis, the brain receptors, the protection, you know, of having the bioidentical hormone as opposed to a hormone that's not bioidentical. When people were looking at hormones in 2003 and the Women's Health Initiative, everybody got all paranoid because they said it affected your heart, the hormones, it affected your increased your breast cancer. But remember, that hormone came from a horse. It was Premarin. Well, unless you're a horse, I don't think that you should have horse hormones. What do you think?
No, I don't think so either.
And you know I love horses, so I'm a little biased. I think they're so beautiful. And I've always had horses, even when I was a little kid. It was so funny. This is my mother and father, who've always been so wonderful. My sister and I would ride in the Charlotte County Christmas Parade every year in our horses. Oh, my goodness. And it was just so much fun. You know, you put on your little cowgirl outfit and then your horse looks beautiful and you ride your horse in the parade. I mean, it was fun.
That is a good point, though, because from the Women's Health Initiative, that had a huge impact on how the public was educated about hormone replacement. And to think that a lot of women come to the office and their first concern is, well, is this going to contribute to the incident of breast cancer? And it's important to understand that having a healthier level of testosterone in a woman's body is a big thing to prevent breast cancer from occurring.
Yes, and we're trying to give you the good estrogen, because if your body doesn't have enough estrogen, it produces estrone, which we call the old lady's estrogen. We don't want that. We want the one that is the good estrogen. And that's why when we balance your hormones, we're giving you 17-beta estradiol, which again is bioidentical. And that's so important. And it's important to give you so that you can absorb it in the best way possible. In other words, through the blood system. So you're slowly absorbing from the pellets, which some women are getting testosterone with injections or creams. And some women just don't absorb well, and men, through their skin.
No, it really makes that dosing process a little more hit and miss, because it varies so greatly from person to person how your skin is going to absorb medication. And quite often it is not very effective.
Now, Pat, tell everybody what website, because the BioT website is so full of information, testimonials. It's
If you go to biot.com or biotmedical.com, their website is excellent. It's such a great educational tool. They have information as far as the science behind it, how long it works, or how long the whole process has been around, and the research that has gone into it. It's very impressive. They also have an excellent series of testimonials from just average people like you and I, and right, what their experience has been. And it really helps you understand how it works, why it works, why it is the preferable way to deliver this type of medication. And as far as your entire health picture, there's so much more to it than just testosterone and estrogen.
Correct. We also, you know, we look at your thyroid. Now, a lot of people will come with me with their lab tests and they'll say, but the lab says my thyroid is normal. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, well, normal for who? For a million people? How about normal for you, your age, your lifestyle? No, we look at normal is not normal for everybody. We look at your testosterone, your hormones from your thyroid, which we know the thyroid is a gland and produces thyroid hormone. We're looking at balancing it to an age when you're younger, when you have more energy, and what is normal for you. You know, everybody looks at this huge range. Well, that's not correct.
No, it isn't. And that's, I didn't want to continue to have hormones at normal ranges, within normal range for a woman who is 64 years old. I didn't want to feel that way anymore. So actually, Dr. Triana started me on a thyroid supplement even prior to having pellets. And that in and of itself made a very subtle but noticeable difference in my energy level. Even though I've never had a thyroid problem and have always fallen into that normal range for thyroid function, this was enough to make a little difference.
And it does. And again, the thyroid is very important because it's like the captain of the ship. The other important thing that once we get patients on their hormones, there's certain supplements that we need to be taking. Now, for years, I've been talking about omega-3 fish oils. That's a supplement. We're looking at the EPA and the DHA that's in the supplement. We know that omega-3 fish oils will help decrease inflammation in your body. It also will help decrease your triglycerides. There's so many benefits of the EPA, DHA. I'm not going to enumerate everyone, but there's other supplements too that we have been recommending. For example, DIM.
Mm-hmm. DIM is made from cruciferous vegetables, which was a new word that I've learned in this whole program. But cruciferous vegetables are broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts.
Which I all love them.
Yeah. But the tiny plants are harvested very, very early in the bud stage where they can get a real concentrated amount of DIM. But the reason DIM is suggested in this process is because DIM helps to keep the hormones that you're being given, the bioidentical hormones, in exactly the way we want them to be absorbed by the body. The body is pretty tricky at trying to change it into a bad form of testosterone and a bad form of estrogen. We don't want that to happen. We want your levels to go back to what they were when you were younger and in the intended condition that they were implanted.
And so the DIM is a supplement. The other supplement that we recommend, and this, again, actually has nothing to do with hormones, but yet it does, is we are very proactive about recommending probiotics.
Probiotics are huge as well, because your gut from your mouth is, that's where the digestive process starts, and it's very important. Keep things at the right level. The good bacteria work in a way like it's supposed to. And that has made a big difference for a number of patients.
Oh, yes.
We used to always, doctor would always recommend a probiotic if you were giving, if you had been given antibiotics or things that we know will probably interfere with your digestive process. But to take it on a regular basis for people has really started to make a difference.
It makes anyone who has any gastrointestinal issues, right away, that's balancing the good bacteria instead of the bad bacteria in your intestines. One of the reasons that many people get diarrhea after taking antibiotics, I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly, is is that you're killing off your good bacteria.
Yeah.
You're killing bad bacteria. But you're killing off the good ones, too, in your intestines. And your intestines are not just some inert tube that absorbs nutrients. your intestines also have patches of tissue which help for your immune system. We know now that your intestinal flora, which we call it the microbiome, affects your ability to lose weight. It affects your brain function, your immune system. This is so important. So by taking two capsules a day of the probiotic, you're doing a major difference. Now we're going to take a little break, and then I'm going to talk about BioT, the company, and the doctors on the board, which are amazing. Okay, here's our little break.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body, can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. It's 11:32 here on the Dr. Triana Show. Those phone lines are open once again, wide open at 206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580. Don't be shy. If you have a question about BioT treatments, give us a call right here. And now it's back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And thank you. And we're here with Pat, who again is my nurse and office manager, my BioT nurse too. But you know, if you all have any questions, whether related to this or another topic, give us a call at 206-1580. We're here for you. We want you to understand about your health and all about the latest things that are happening at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. As you all know, I have my boards, and we have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Sandy. Thanks for calling. What's your question, sweetheart?
I have been taking thyroid medications since I was in my 20s.
Okay.
I had Hashimoto's syndrome disease, rather.
Yes.
And I'm 74 now. And the Synthroid, and I'm taking 100 milligrams or whatever they are per day, and it doesn't seem to have the same effect that it used to have.
Well, you're correct.
Yet all of my tests show that I'm within norm.
Okay, Sandy, I am so glad you called. This is so important. Again, what is normal? The normal includes a million people. We need, when you're on Synthroid, which is levothyroxine, that's a T4 hormone. If you know that the thyroid produces T4, and the T4 changes to T3. So it's very important to measure what are your levels of T4 and T3. Also, not just your thyroid stimulating hormone or TSH. The other important thing to look at is, as we get older, wouldn't you know it, our receptors for these hormones are not as good as when we were younger. So the dosage may need to be adjusted. The other problem is with the receptors in your body. Also, many people are iodine deficient. Iodine is the chemical that's important for your thyroid and the way the thyroid works. So all these things need to be included in an assessment of your thyroid, especially if you say you just don't feel that good.
Right, and that's exactly what my case was. Dr. Triana suggested giving me a thyroid supplement to see if it would, boosting it just a little bit, would improve the way I was feeling, and it did.
And we try to use the natural balance of T3 and T4. We don't just give T4. And we've been having such wonderful, wonderful effects. And
what about the free floating? Is that the T3?
Excuse me?
Is the free floating, I think that's...
Yeah, we check your free T3 levels too. So you need an assessment to check your levels, and then that put together with your other medicines that you're taking. The other thing is, are you taking it on an empty stomach? How many patients forget to take things?
Yeah, they forget to... The thyroid supplements are very fragile chemicals. You need to take them first thing in the morning on an empty stomach with just a plain glass of water, and wait for at least 30 minutes before you eat or drink. And that is very, very significant in how your body responds to the medication. That's really a requirement for it to be effective for you.
Okay, I appreciate the information. I've got your phone number, and I'll talk it over with my husband, and we'll see what we're going to do.
Okay, Sandy, and thank you so much for calling. We hope you enjoy the show.
I have. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Well, that was a very good question, and it's just so important, again, to look at the whole. When someone comes to us, we look at the total person. Now, we also have patients, Pat, that are just coming to us for their hormone balancing. They want to stay with their primary care physician, which is fine, and we just take care of that problem, and we're getting people from out of town. Also,
yeah, and that's been very fun, and that's absolutely fine. Dr. Triana, you can come for a consultation with Dr. Triana as a hormone and menopause specialist, and that's also very easy. Just call our office and make an appointment to discuss. Oh, yeah, the number 941-625-1990, and we'd be happy to schedule an appointment for you to come in and have a consultation with the doctor. And it really is a very thorough consultation. And not only does she discuss numbers and values and what's within guidelines, she talks to you about how you feel and optimizing the way you feel, not just getting you back into those normal ranges. We really want to make you feel better and the very best you can.
Yeah, we really want you to have, as we've said on this program, more good years. We don't want you to become 70-something, 80-something, and, you know, have no interest in life. No, life is a gift. It's so precious. And we want you to feel good about being alive. We want you to have more good years. That's so important. But, you know, Pat has been talking about Dr. Triana, which is me, but you know, it's a team effort. Pat is years of experience. She's a wonderful nurse. She's a Mayo trained nurse. We have in our office from our receptionist, who is a sweetheart, Danny.
Yeah.
We have our medical assistant, also nurse assistant, and these girls are always studying and learning too. Shannon, you know, we are a team here. We are a team to help take care of you. You, the woman, you, the man, and listen to you. We spend a lot of time with our patients. We individualize our care. And we do it because we have a passion.
Yeah, and it's really fun for me to be with the other girls, and I call them girls because they're younger than my daughter, but to be around them because they have such energy and enthusiasm, and they're really fun. They keep the doctor and I connected to what's going on in the rest of the world as far as social media.
Yes.
Social media and what's going on in fashion and everything, because that's their life, and it's really a lot of fun.
It is. So when you come in, you feel, and it is, we also are taking primary care patients too. And every one of our patients, I mean, I just feel so blessed.
And the majority of them have been with us for 15, 20 years.
I know, many years. And they've also been, as everyone knows, you know, with my husband's passing, they've been so supportive. How many hugs, how many cards have I received, phone calls, so much an outpouring of love. And they tell me, we love you. And I say back, I love my patients.
Yeah.
To me, every day, if I can take care of them, help them to feel better, you know, it's a pleasure. It's why I wanted to be a doctor since I was 4 years old.
We know them. We know their families. We've shared a lot, and that is very valuable.
It's so valuable.
It must be so exciting as a doctor, and with these goals in mind of keeping, you know, people healthy and having people have true quality of life. It must be exciting for you, like it was for Dr. Katzen, you know, to see new technology come.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Because that, you know, Dr. Katzen was the first to bring imaging to Charlotte County. I mean, he really did.
Pioneer.
He was the pioneer in, you know, MRI, CAT scan, you know, the sophisticated X-ray equipment, the linear accelerator. Now you're seeing a better way of delivering hormones that everyone needs. It must be really exciting.
It is so exciting to be at the forefront. And people will say, well, how come we haven't heard about this before? Well, we haven't heard about it because, number one, it's been going on in Europe for a long time.
Yes, it's huge.
It's huge. And it's a mode of delivery which far exceeds other ways of getting your hormones balanced. And I have done so much research. I'm a certified menopause specialist. I'm a lipidologist. And hormones are affected by that. And not only that I do the research, but I have partnered with this company, BioT, which the doctors on the board, Dr. Dunovitz, Dr. Rosier, Dr. De Silva, all these doctors have had years of experience. Dr. Dunovitz, I think, has done like 50,000.
Pellet implantations?
Yeah, 50,000. He's one of the leading world experts on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Dr. De Silva is a pioneer in probiotics. He formulated the probiotic that we use from BioT that we recommend to our patients. These are pioneers in their field in age management medicine, in helping us to be healthier, again, to have more good years. Dr. Rosier, not only is he, and all these doctors, by the way, please go to their website and read about these doctors. Dr. Rosier has years of experience as an emergency room doctor, and he has his own center for hormone balancing in Palm Springs. He is a national also lecturer, teacher, as is also Dr. De Silva and Dr. Dunovitz. So when you go and you listen to them lecture and you listen to their experiences and they explain how what we're doing is based in science and science, not myth. You know, the myth of, well, you know, we men can't have testosterone because it's going to cause prostate cancer. That myth comes from the 1940s. Dr. Morgenthaler from Harvard has written books about this. He's like the guru of hormones for men. This has been debunked. So all these myths, and you know, every one of us here, we want to live to the best that we can. So let's take advantage of what's out there, of the science, of what we can do. Don't wait. Don't wait to become infirmed and sick, and you can't do anything about it. Not only at the Triana Center, which you know we also have a prevention center, we don't want you to end up with the number one killer, a heart attack or stroke. Not if we can prevent it.
And if you go to the BioT website, just BioT, BioTe.com, or biotmedical.com, you can hear a lot of these talks that have been given by the physicians that Dr. Triana just mentioned. Or you can go from there to their own websites to hear more about their research and the work that they've done. And they are fascinating people to listen to.
Hello, caller. What's your name?
Mike. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Can you recommend a good probiotic?
Yes. The probiotic I recommend is the one that I supply in my office because it comes from BioT and it is formulated, a patented formulation, proprietary, from Dr. De Silva. Dr. De Silva, how do you spell that, Pat?
D-E-S-I-L-V-A.
You need to Google him, as he has many lectures on YouTube and also on the BioT website. He has years of research. He's written books on the benefit of probiotics. So that's
the name again?
De Silva. It's De Silva.
De Silva. Okay.
Yes.
D is in dog. D-E-S-I-L-V-A.
And that's the brand that I have in my office that I supply. And we sell it to our patients, and I take it every single day. And let me tell you, it has made a difference. How many patients have we had? They felt kind of bloated.
Yeah, just they're irregular in their bowel habits. And it's even helped a lot of people with basic indigestion.
Yes.
Just because the whole process.
How long till you start seeing a difference?
Excuse me?
How long when you start taking it will you notice when you start noticing the difference?
Well, it depends on what your problems are, but you have to take it for, I would say, at least a month to get some. But, you know, every day, better and better. Again, the long run is the effect on your immune, the good effect on your immune system. It's so important. And it's important, again, when you are on antibiotics, you want to have the benefit of having probiotics on board. You know, used to use probiotics when my horses had diarrhea.
Right.
And it worked so good. And now, when you go into the hospital, the first thing they do is that when they put you on antibiotics, they give you probiotics.
Oh, they start them immediately.
But I am so comfortable with knowing the source of my probiotics, Dr. De Silva. That's why I feel confident in recommending that. And as I said,
great. Thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike. So we have another segment of our program that we need an answer to. And it's called, What Medicine Am I? I was discovered in 1928 by Alexander Fleming. I come from a mold. During World War II, I saved many lives of soldiers who were wounded in the battlefield. I fight staph and strep infections. I am, this is going to give it away, an antibiotic. I used to combat gonorrhea, which is also called the clap, but now I'm not as effective. What medicine am I? I want the exact name, not the class of medicine. So give us a call. And guess which one it is, because I know, I'm sure everybody guessed it. But it was so interesting is that this, again, has been around since 1928. But it was in the 40s that they could mass produce it. And how many lives did they save when these poor soldiers were, you know, wounded? I found this was incredible. So if you have an answer to what medicine am I, remember, rack your brain. It should be right on the tip of your tongue. All right? So give us a call at 206-1580. We don't have much more time, but I want you to give us a call. Or if you have any other questions. Another thing I wanted to bring up before the show ends today is hello, caller. What's your name?
Hi, it's Dorothy. Can I try again?
Of course, sweetheart.
Maybe there's a rule, just one a day.
No.
Is it penicillin?
Yes.
You're two for two.
Man, that is one smart lady. I'll tell you.
Boy, That's
I had plenty of penicillin when I was growing up, when I was a child.
Yes, remember these?
In the 50s, you know.
Yep, they gave it to you a lot then.
Yes, for a lot of things. Probably was a little overused, which is why bacteria can develop resistance, especially like gonorrhea. But anyways, I appreciate that you're listening, Dorothy, and you're Dorothea, right? Or Dorothy?
Dorothea.
Thank you so much for calling and answering penicillin.
Okay,
so
thank you and have a good weekend. Okay.
You too, sweetheart.
Bye bye.
So we are going to bring up, and it's gonna become a little bit of a controversy. One of the things we really recommend to our patients is getting mammograms. We've had Dr. Katzen who spoke about that too. And one of the problems is there's going to be the United States Preventive Service Task Force is going to be offering guidelines. And because of the guidelines, they're saying that women between the age of 40 and 50 will not be recommended to have a yearly mammogram. Now, it hasn't been a final decision, but they have to, if they final decision, then about 17 million women who are out there, their insurance will not pay for mammograms. Now, I'm actually appalled that this could even happen because we know that catching early detection of cancer and any type of cancer is so important for being able to your survival, your ability to get cured. And so because the Affordable Care Act gives a grade of how important a recommendation is, so if the Affordable Care Act gives a grade of A or B, then they then the private insurance will cover the preventive services. Now, if it's given a grade of C, which is what may happen for mammograms for women under the age of 50, then the private insurers will not cover this preventive test, which is a mammogram. So, if any of you are interested in this, or you have family members, I would think that you can Google the United States Preventive Task Force and give them a piece of your mind, because I would call that the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force. And that's coming out about guidelines for breast cancer screening. Now, this is very important. This would be a tragedy in my mind not to cover women between the age of 40 and 50. It's a tragedy.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, for so many years of hearing over and over the significance of early detection, it's contributed so much to so many women surviving this disease. I can't believe that they would say it is not, it's just not a priority. It's huge.
It's a huge priority. If you speak to, and I know there's a controversy, and one of the controversy is, well, the government wants to save money. But, you know, again, we at the Triana Center, we are here to look at you as a person, not as a mass of people. We are here to help you, the individual. So if 17 million women are not going to have this service covered, I mean, I just think it's sad.
Yeah, tell the government to stop buying $500 toilets and put their money into something that really matters.
If it doesn't make any difference, if you are that one woman who, when you get your baseline mammogram and they find a cancer on your baseline mammogram when you were 35 years old and you have a young family, it's tragic.
It is.
And that makes the difference whether or not you survive.
And, you know, we've done programs about cancer screening and other screenings, which we recommend. A simple test, checking for blood in your stools. How easy is that? You know, it's come a long way. It's much easier. How about the simple, not as simple, but what about the recommendation for getting a colonoscopy? You know, colon cancer is the rise. It's a rise of that. Why not catch things early? Why not look for problems before they rear their ugly head? Why not try to prevent disease, which is what we are moving away from? We're not here. Medicine was more and more, let's just treat the disease. You get sick, we'll take care of you. No, we are moving towards a model of prevention. Why don't we do something before you get sick? Why don't we try to protect your bones before you get your hip fracture, which we know 25% of women will die in 2 years after having a hip fracture. Let us move in that direction. And that's the whole goal of this show. We're trying to make you aware what you can do, what you can see. You know, ask your doctor what you can do to help give you that quality of life of more good years.
Absolutely.
You know, how many patients do we see who are in their 40s and younger who are not taking good care of their lives? They're smoking. They're not eating healthy diets. How can you expect to not take care of yourself and think you're going to live to 80?
You won't. You simply won't live to be 80, probably. And if you do live to be into your 80s, which is a realistic expectation nowadays, don't you want to enjoy that time? I mean, why would you want to just sit and wait for it to be over?
Nobody.
Nobody.
No one wants that. And if they feel that way, I'm going to tell you, they need hormones. Because, you know, life is a gift.
Yes.
And we need to appreciate it. And know that, hey, you need to feel better.
Yes, and I to insert a personal note here, Dr. Triana saved my husband's life by insisting that he have a prostate exam, even though he was only 54 years old, and his PSA did not elevate one single point. But that was her policy. That was the way she felt it was important to take care of patients. She did a rectal exam to make sure everything was okay. And she found a very, very discreet spot that she felt at the time was probably nothing. But she was not willing to just close it off and say, it's okay, we'll check it again next year. She sent him to a urologist who found a prostate cancer.
And he's doing great.
And he's
now.
Great. He was treated, and he's wonderful.
God bless him. Well, listen, thank you, Pat, mm-hmm. for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
So wonderful. Thank you, Zane.
Thank you.
Thank you all for participating and listening to the Dr. Triana Show. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Remember, we all want more good years. And also, an intimate life is a forever life. So don't forget that. Okay. Thank you.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte.